Not every good pet is a ministry animal. One of the most important truths in pet-assisted chaplaincy is also one of the hardest for animal lovers to accept. Not every good pet is a ministry animal. A pet may be deeply loved. A pet may be sweet at home. A pet may be wonderful with family members, familiar friends, or in a very predictable setting. But that does not automatically mean the animal is ready for chaplaincy work. Ministry settings ask something different from an animal. A ministry animal needs more than affection. It needs steadiness. It needs tolerance. It needs a calm nervous system. It needs to handle new environments without becoming overly excited, fearful, defensive, or needy. It must be able to remain under control when there are unfamiliar people, unusual sounds, medical equipment, wheelchairs, walkers, emotional conversations, awkward touch, or unpredictable movement. That is a very different standard than simply being a lovable pet. This matters because pet-assisted chaplaincy is not about bringing an animal along because people might enjoy it. It is about whether the animal can support real ministry in a safe, respectful, and reliable way. A dog that jumps when excited may be endearing at home and totally unfit in a nursing home room. A cat that becomes tense when handled by strangers may be sweet in private life and still be a poor fit for ministry. A bunny that startles easily may be gentle but not stable enough for public encounters. Even a very social animal may become overstimulated in repeated ministry settings. So the first question is not, do I love this animal? The first question is, can this animal handle ministry conditions well? A second important question is this, does this animal recover well? Sometimes people focus only on how the animal behaves in the first few minutes, but recovery matters too. After a surprise sound, an awkward touch, or a new environment, can the animal settle again? Can it return to calm? Or does it stay agitated, distracted, clingy, or strained? A ministry animal does not have to be perfect, but it must be stable enough to serve without becoming a problem for the person, the setting, or itself. Another question is whether the animal actually likes this kind of work. Some animals tolerate public contact. Other animals seem to welcome gentle, structured interaction, but some clearly do not enjoy it. They become tired, stiff, avoidant, watchful, or restless. A good chaplain must notice that. This is not only about ministry effectiveness. It is also about stewardship. Animals are not ministry props. They are living creatures under our care. If the animal is stressed, pushed, confused, or repeatedly placed in settings it cannot manage, that is not wise ministry. That is poor judgment. This is why pet-assisted chaplaincy begins with honesty. Do not ask, can I make this work? Ask, is this animal truly suited for this work? That kind of honesty protects people. It protects the animal, and it protects ministry credibility. There is also an important spiritual lesson here. Sometimes we want something to fit because it feels meaningful to us. But good ministry requires restraint. Love does not force a role onto a person, and it should not force a role onto an animal either. The right animal for ministry is not just loving. It is calm, teachable, manageable, resilient, and appropriate for the ministry context. That means some beloved pets should remain beloved pets. And that is not failure. It is wisdom. A faithful pet-assisted chaplain learns to tell the difference between affection and suitability. That distinction will shape everything that follows in this course.